Rancher Naoma Ewing joins us from the Runnemuck North Ranch in Yakima, Washington. That's about 45 miles from Mabton, where the infected cow was raised. Ms. Ewing, what was the first you heard about this mad cow scare?
Well, we heard it from a rancher, a friend of ours from Spokane. He called us yesterday about 3 o'clock. And then I went on the Internet and found out a little more about it. And then, of course, it's all over the news here, the local news. So that's yesterday.
I imagine phone lines are pretty active right now from ranch to ranch with people sharing information.
Oh, yes.
What kind of calls have you gotten?
Well, my girlfriend ranches with me, and, of course, we've been on the phone back and forth. We go to the National Western Stock Show and Sale in Denver in January, and that's a big concern whether we're even going to be able to go this year. So I've gotten calls from a lot of the other breeders that raise Highlands, and it's not sounding good.
You raise beef cattle, but not commercial beef, is that right?
We just raise off the ranch, yes.
What does that mean, off the ranch?
Well, we sell beef off the ranch. If you sell, like, to stores, restaurants, or what, you have to be USDA inspected, and we sell to private people. They come and buy the cow off the ranch, and then they butcher it.
Uh-huh. So you don't do any of the butchering there.
No.
What's your biggest fear about how all this might affect you?
Being this close, we don't know what's going to happen, how far they're going to have to test, whether they're going to have to put any down. That's a concern of ours, that they may have to be put down. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's happened before in other countries.
You mentioned the show coming up in Denver and that you might not be able to go. Why would you not be able to go?
If they shut Washington borders down and not allow animals to be transported from state to state, I don't know why they would do that, but... You know, we don't know. But that's a concern that they could do that, and then we couldn't go down there. We go down there mainly to sell our animals all over the, you know, United States and the world, and that's one of our biggest sales. And, you know, we look forward to it every year as far as money and a good time. The only good thing that I can think about this, if there is a good thing, that this is not a disease that can be passed from animal to animal. It's a disease that has to be ingested by the animal or what they eat. It's not like the hoof and mouth disease where, you know, it's passed on from animal to animal.
Right.
So that's a little better.
Yeah, that's a little bright spot there, I guess.
Yes.
This comes, I guess, after what had been a pretty good year for the beef business.
Yes, my brother has a commercial herd of beef, and he had a good year, and everybody else did, too. So this might kind of knock the bottom out of it.
I wonder, as a cattle rancher, given what's happened in Britain and the scare in Canada this year, is this threat of mad cow something that's always been sort of lurking in the back of your mind? You know, what if it happens here?
Well, yes, certainly. I've never really been concerned about it because, you know, for one, it's never happened in the United States, and for two, we don't feed animal protein, in the United States. It's been banned. So I never, never in my wildest imagination could imagine that it would be here in our county. So, no, I really wasn't that concerned about it, but, yeah, you think about it.
Mm-hmm. And now that it's there, what do you do?
Just wait and see. There isn't a whole lot we can do, you know. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens and take the steps that's necessary to get rid of it or whatever they tell us we have to do, I guess.
Well, Naoma Ewing, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Naoma Ewing is co-owner of the Runnemuck North Ranch in Yakima, Washington.